on the mound. Everybody gonna talk your favorite show. See my favorite host.
Ample thoughts day or night. People shouting but never fighting.
Heading on up to Africa. Gonna hope we don't ramble.
We like those with big fat titties. Man, I hope this show ain't shitty.
Come on down to Africa and meet some hoes of mine.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final countdown to season 22 of South Park. And as such, we felt it was beneficial to refresh the neurons, so to speak, by doing some trivia. Now, usually we've done the responsibility where every one of us kind of takes a stab at Quizmaster, if you will. But today, we have given that honor to Morty from Rick and Morty. And not Stephen Lemieux, because of course Stephen Lemieux is dead. It is indeed Morty from Rick and Morty.
R.I.P.
I don't miss Stephen Lemieux at all, by the way. I just wanted to put that on the record.
Oh, was that a question?
No, I just wanted to make sure that there was no doubt for me. I mean, we know how you guys feel.
You're just like a great Gwen Stefani, absolutely no doubt, you know? I had no doubt either.
Okay, good. I'm glad everybody's on the same page.
Yes, indeed. All right. So, since we're questioning what is the obvious, you have no.
I just am really happy to hear what Rick has to ask us.
But I meant Steven. You're glad that he's dead.
Oh, it's just Morty. It's not Rick and Morty.
Just Morty.
Even
better.
We couldn't
afford to get both.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm really excited about Morty, and I'm excited that Steven's not present.
Excellent. All right. So. Let us begin the game. Here's how it works. You guys get to play along. We have a series of questions. They're multiple choice. We debate the answer. And at the end of the day, we see who wins. What do we win? Who the hell cares? It doesn't really matter, does it?
Maybe a BMT spicy Italian sandwich from Subway that someone has ordered.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
We will steal it from Anthony.
And that's more than the whatchamacallit. Whose line is it anyway?
Steal away from my sandwich.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Tony, hit the first question from Morty.
Here we go.
Yes, here we go.
In season 7, episode Christian Rock Hard, which of these is not a song on Faith Plus One's new album? Save Yourself, I Wasn't Born Again Yesterday, Three Times My Savior, and Lord, What a Day, oh geez.
Okay, so there's four choices there.
Yeah, four
By
choices.
By the way, I haven't even heard any, I did not get to meet Morty.
I understand that they had him go into an isolation booth.
Yeah, I'm
and
jealous.
We were all kept separate from him, unfortunately.
He was quite the diva.
Yeah.
All right, A, B, C, or D? I guess D.
I guess D.
I'm going to guess B, just to try and be different.
All right, let's hear the answer from Morty.
Oh, jeez, you guys are dumb. The answer's Lord, What a Day. Huh, obviously.
What letter
Which
was that?
Which one is that? Tony! Which was that? Did we get it right?
I think you guys were right.
We're too dumb to
play that question again.
Yeah, let's get the original question again so that we can actually keep the points.
In season 7, episode Christian Rock Hard, which of these is not a song on Faith Plus One's new album? Save Yourself, I Wasn't Born Again Yesterday, Three Times My Savior, and Lord, What a Day, oh geez.
And what was the answer?
Oh, jeez, you guys are dumb. The answer's Lord, What a Day.
So it is,
yes!
Obviously.
All right, so it is D. Tony, we're going to need a little help from you, okay? Can you please somehow keep track of this?
We know we're dumb.
Well, they each have 1 point, and I have 0 points. That's all that matters at this point.
Now I have to not only keep track of which answers to what, to which letter, I have to,
there's a lot
too much.
Going on.
We're dumb as hell. All right, so 1 point each for me and Steph.
And I got a big old goose egg.
All right.
And zero.
So, Tony, will you cue up question number 2 for Morty?
All right, but you guys got to pay attention.
Listen, you got to pay attention more
Look, we'll all pay attention. How about that?
All right, let's do this.
Oh, I bet you guys can't get this one. This episode was the first South Park episode to air on television. The answers are Volcano, Tom's Rhinoplasty, oh geez, Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Poo. He's a poo? And Cartman gets an angle probe.
Oh, that's easy. It's D.
D.
Yeah, it's Cartman gets an angle probe, yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Play the answer, because we know it's
we
D.
We know we're right.
And the answer is, yeah, you got it right. You definitely know a lot about anal stuff. Cartman gets an anal probe. Oh, jeez.
He did know.
I remember when
yeah.
I had to put seeds up my ass. Oh, I don't like remembering that. Oh, jeez.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Morty. Question number three. All right. So it's two and one. So me and Steph both have two. Christian has one.
The anal question will probably be
I know that. I know Christian's going to get this one because you know, it'll be an inside joke, but you know, Christian. All right. So in this episode, we find out that Cartman's mom is a hermaphrodite. And the answers are Cartman's mom is a dirty slut, chicken lover. Summer sucks. Well, yeah, summer sucks, my stupid sister. Cartman's mom is still a dirty slut.
That's actually,
wait, what is
that
actually,
actually makes it harder. So which episode do you learn that she's a hermaphrodite?
Okay, that wasn't clear, Morty.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm going to go with 4 or D. I don't know quite know how we're doing these. I think it's still a dirty slut. That's where my vote.
I'm going to go with number 1
yeah.
because I feel like 4 is not a real episode. But that's just me.
I think you're wrong.
I think I could be wrong.
Yeah.
All right, play the answer. Me and Steph said 1. Christian said 4. We've now switched letters to numbers.
Yeah, which is great.
See, I told you guys Christian would get it or not get it. You know, I'm not there. Like I'm over on Earth G9. But the answer definitely was Cartman's mom is still a dirty slut.
Wow.
Thanks, Christian. You suck.
Wow, you actually got it.
Maybe I actually got it. I know that it's that's the final episode of season 1 is Eric Cartman's mom's a dirty slut, and then the first episode that's not without my anus is still a dirty slut. So now we're all tied 2-2-2.
That's right. That's a lot of
what?
All right,
deuces are wild. What?
Now the only question is what question we're on. So many numbers.
Jesus. Oh, jeez.
We're on 4.
We're on question 4. Here we go. Any day now.
Oh, man, you guys are going to get swifty on this one because we're talking about characters and hats and people wearing hats and all that kind of stuff. Mr. Poopy Butthole wears a hat, but which of these characters does not regularly wear a hat on South Park? Oh, jeez. The answers are Craig, Cartman, Wendy, or that black kid. Oh, Token. That's his name. Yeah, that's funny. That's not racist at all.
Yeah, for me, it's Token.
Token,
yeah. And I didn't even know.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, give it to the blacks on this one. The answer's Token. Good one. Yeah, great. Good job, Steph.
All right. So, that's 3. 3-3, and we're on question 5. All right, this is a tight race here.
All right, open up your ear holes and open up your eye holes, even though they're not my eye holes. But this is a long one, and if you don't listen to it, you know, like just like die. You're just the worst. Just die. Three of the following episodes were linked together, and the things that happened in the episodes all took place on the same night. But, you know, it's just like, which of the following episodes was not linked? And before you ask me for the answer, let me tell you, just get your shit together. Because the answers are Cat Orgy, Two Guys Naked in a Hot Tub, which is, you know, by default, Christian's memoir. But the next answer is Jubilee, and then Spontaneous Combustion, you know, which is, you know, leads you to the bathroom a little bit. You know, like sometimes you just got to spontaneously combust, you know, like. When you drink coffee? Yeah, those are the answers.
Yeah, that's the title of Stephen Lemieux's memoir, actually.
Morty, I'm what actually is the question?
I'm confusing the question.
Yeah.
So which of these does not happen on the same night? And I do remember there being... I think I understand there were three episodes that was like different perspectives on like... It wasn't like a Rashomon thing. It was just stuff that all happened at the same time. I think that's the question.
Well, that...
So it's asking which of these is not part of the trio.
Part of that. Yeah.
Well, Two Guys in a Hot Tub, that was a great episode, but I'm just going to take a stab here because I really don't understand the damn question.
Yeah, me either.
Which of these is not a question is the question.
Yeah, I would have preferred if we'd had Stimpy from Ren and Stimpy do these, but that's just my
I'm just
going to
guess spontaneous combustion.
Wait. Okay.
I'm going to guess four combustion.
I'll just do B. Two guys naked in a hot tub.
And I'll do three, Jubilee. I'll just pick a different. Let's
either we're all wrong or someone's right. Here we go.
Oh, man, I knew you'd get it wrong, Christian. God, you suck. Spontaneous combustion's the answer. Good job, Phil. I actually don't know if you got it right.
Wow.
You guys all suck.
Oh.
I was just calling Christian out because he sucks too. Great job, guys. You're really, really, really like hitting those brain cells hard to get these ones. Oh, man. Oh, geez. You guys are just great. Oh, you're really good at trivia. Oh,
right.
Yeah, you know South Park really well.
So 4, 3, and 3. Pulled ahead by one. We're on question 6. So we're getting tight.
I hope he recorded a tiebreaker. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, man, this is a squanch of an episode, let me tell you. In this episode, Cartman and the gang start their own boy band. Oh, that's original. Yeah, just super original. Well, let me tell you, the answers are Cartman joins NAMBLA, because, you know, Man-Boy Love Association. You know, I could tell some of you guys associate with that. Yeah, looking at you, you know who you are. Timmy 2000. Quintuplets 2000, and the last answer is something you can do with your finger. I can tell you what you can do with your finger.
Finger band.
Yeah, but I think that the title. Anyway, it's four is my answer. Yeah.
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 Yeah. These are really terrible questions.
I can tell you the answer right now, but you're not going to like it. But you know, here it goes. Something you can do with your finger. Yeah, that's pretty great, Phil. You got those on your business cards already, so I really hope you got this right, okay?
Yes, I did. So that's 5, 4, and 4.
Can we stop the flow of what's going really well, I think? And can we talk about Anthony, what do you think he was talking about when he said Cartman joins an organization?
I didn't hear it right. It was like man blood.
Well, unfortunately, that factors into what NAMBLA is. That's a North American Man Boy Love Association. That's probably why Stephen Lemieux can't be here. I believe he's their keynote speaker for the annual meeting this year. Anyway.
All right, so we're on 7 or 8? We're on 7.
There's only 7 right. questions?
So I've got 5, you've got 4, you've got 4. Yeah. So here we go. This is question
There's 8 questions.
Oh, I know you guys like the first 5 seasons, but oh boy, let me tell you. The 6th season episode, this episode, 2 new characters were introduced. One was Mr. Slave. And one was Lemmy Winks the Gerbil. And let me tell you, those are great characters. They're way better than anything that, you know, Justin Roiland's come up with ever. Yeah. Fuck you, Justin Roiland. Yeah.
Creator Rick
but
and Morty.
The answers are Fun with Veal, Red Hot Catholic Love, Freak Strike, and the Death Camp of Tolerance.
Death Camp of Tolerance. Because I think we talked about that on an episode.
We definitely did.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you know the answer is the Death Camp of Tolerance. Oh, you know it. Yeah.
Slave.
Because Mr. Slave is tolerant. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
All right. So that's 6, 5, and 5.
All right.
We have one last question. Unless I get it wrong.
Hey, if you get it wrong,
we're screwed.
Oh, boy. Let's hope. That's not what happens. Go ahead.
You know, I don't like being used for your means, guys. This is not cool. There's way too many of these questions. Fine. I'll just read it. Okay, this was the 100th aired episode of South. Oh, you know the answer is the Death Camp of Tolerance. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know it. Yeah.
That's just I Anthony screwing that up.
All right.
Anthony.
So the 100th episode is the question, but I think we're going to get...
You know, I don't like being used for your means, guys. This is not cool. There's way too many of these questions. Fine. I'll just read it. Okay, this was the 100th aired episode of South Park. Is it South Park is gay? Because it is. You guys suck. Christian Hard Rock? Oh, geez. Canceled. Or is it I'm a Little Bit Country?
Canceled.
Yeah.
Morty, these are too easy questions.
If you haven't noticed, I've been saying the answer is the last multiple choice question in every single question. So it's I'm a Little Bit Country. If you did notice, well, I'm going to change it up now. You can't even get them right. How did you not notice that? I bet Steph noticed. She's the only smart one in that group.
Yes!
But you
all got it wrong.
We all said canceled. So yeah. You agreed
with
us. Wait,
so what is...
So apparently the answer to every question was 4 or D. So like every single time and no... Did you catch on to that, Steph?
Okay. No, because he said 3. So, Wait. I thought he was saying that in anticipation of switching it.
Same.
That's what I thought he was saying, right?
I'm still unclear on the answer.
Can we hear the answer again?
The answer is I'm a little bit country.
No, I don't think that's the answer.
No, I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what, Anthony, we need to look up this answer because Morty kind of screwed us here.
If you haven't noticed, I've been saying the answer is the last multiple choice question in every single question. So it's I'm a little bit country. If you did notice, well, I'm going to change it up now. You can't even get them right. How did you not notice that? I bet Steph noticed. She's the only smart one in that group.
So
he's changing it up from now on.
Canceled is the 100th episode. I just looked it up. But he doesn't say that in what he just recorded. So he says it's a little bit country, but it canceled is definitely the 100th episode.
Yeah, because we've covered canceled.
Technicality on the field?
Yes. So, wait, what the hell?
So Phil won.
Either way, I win. We're either all wrong or all right. Either way.
Well, no. Okay, so I'm a little bit country aired as the 100th episode. This is confusing. All right, so I'm a little bit country aired as the 100th episode. So apparently... The canceled was produced as the 100th episode. I don't know. It's blame it on the.
Well, his was more confusing. He says he's going to switch it up. And that was the game.
Yeah, and you won.
Yay me! Well, listen, we're all winners in my heart, and especially you know what? The fact that we followed Morty's logic here. That makes us true winners. Thanks for playing along with us at home. Hopefully, you had a fun time. You know what? We'll see popular demand. We might bring back Morty for another trivia night. We're definitely going to do another trivia night right before season 22. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, you can interact with us and, you know, just do some trivia by following us. Why not, you know? See what Steph's favorite food is. I don't know. Who cares? At Steph Sabra.
At Steph Sabra on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm at ChristianDMZ on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm at Phil Svitek on the good old interwebs. You know, that place. Until next time, bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.